This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, 100.7 star. John Taglianetti, the associate head equipment manager for your Pittsburgh Penguins. All right, so what happened? So give us as much detail about that play, which has been seen by millions of people all over the world. Give us the detail of what happened. What happened to Sid's stick? Like, what caused you to go scrambling? Was it actually a stick that you handed him? How did this all play out?
Well, the play was down in the far end during the second period, and it was actually Brian Dumoulin who lost his stick.
Okay.
So whenever that happens, the forwards try to give one of their sticks to the defenseman. And with that being said, Sid was the one who gave his stick to Dumo. And then, so I initially had Dumo's stick in my hand. And then once the play started coming back up ice, I saw Sid take off. So immediately tried to grab his stick and then get down the bench closer to him, but also on side with the blue line right in front of our bench, just in case the puck were to stop or something. But once I handed the stick off, the play just kind of went from there. So,
but the fact that you had the wherewithal not only to switch from Dumoulin's stick to Crosby's stick, and then to rush down the bench to be on that side of the blue line in order to make sure that there was no offside play in case, like you said, how did you think that quickly?
There was a significant amount of time. I can't say that it was the quickest. I mean, they were the far end of the ice. Luckily, Sid's stick is always the closest one to the ice, so it's easy to find his. So I got lucky with that, and then also got lucky just giving it to Sid because he's pretty much one of the best players in the league. So once he took off with the stick, I couldn't really see much. Everyone kind of started standing up. And then once the puck went in, everyone just kind of went crazy.
Yeah, on went crazy with you and on you. What happened after that?
everyone stood up. It was Jason Zucker and it was Jeff Carter's first game with us. They were right in front of me and have a good relationship with Zuck. He kind of went really crazy. He actually came around the backside of the bench and bear hugged me. And then
That's awesome.
You know, I like didn't really know Karts very well, but we became pretty good friends after that one.
Very, very think, quickly.
He had his gloves in my face. I had a mask on, but someone's finger, I think, was in my mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, there was a lot of screaming and yelling. Todd Reardon was down the far side of the bench. He coaches our defense, and he was screaming. I could hear him screaming.
That's awesome.
It was a cool moment.
Yes, I'm sure it was. One you're not going to forget.
Did you get good at handing the stick off to Sidney Crosby from years of handing the football off at South Fayette High School?
Is Joe Rossi trying to get some publicity here?
Yes. It seems like that man, Joe Rossi, is on our show more than I am.
Well, and then after the play happens, and then all of a sudden the video of that play goes viral. I can't imagine. Was your phone just going crazy? Were people DMing you on Facebook? What happened next?
Yeah, it was I think, you know, I looked at my phone in between periods and I had a lot of messages, and kind of gets crazy for me in between periods. So after the game, I went and looked at it, and I had like 185 texts at one point.
Oh, wow.
Instagram.
I can't even imagine.
All social media. I mean, it was it didn't really hit me. I assume that the cameras caught the stuff on the bench, but wasn't sure.
Wow.
So I guess I didn't really see that until after someone told me that the PA announcer announced my name as an assist.
Ryan Mill.
We were all messing around and laughing and joking around, so I didn't hear that. But
that's
nonetheless
great.
A pretty cool moment, all because of, for me, what the players did. Kind of just shows the appreciation they have for what me and my staff do for them. It could have been anyone. I think they would have reacted the same way. So
that's awesome.
I even got Coach Sullivan to say some nice things about me. So,
and when that happens, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I have a good relationship with Coach. So
that's awesome.
For him to speak genuine about me. That part was very special.
That's awesome. Well, John Taglianetti, associate head equipment manager, Pittsburgh Penguins, talking about the play that millions of people saw with you handing Sidney Crosby the stick, going full speed down the ice, and he ends up scoring a goal. Thanks for coming on our show and taking a couple minutes to share with everybody the whole story.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, John.
And thanks for admitting that you did a great job wearing a uniform for Pitt.
Gotta be honest.
I love it. Thanks, John.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks. That's awesome. What a great story.
That's such a feel-gooder.
Born and raised in Pittsburgh.
Feel-gooder.
This is awesome. 100.7 star.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.